Political analysts have lauded President Mahama's First Nations broadcast. According to them, he touched on salient points expected in his broadcast. Paul Abrampa Mensa, who is the program's officer at the CDD, said one thing he was happy about was when President Mahama appealed to the youth to be innovative and also for them to shun voices of divisiveness.
So yes, my expectations have been met. So to say, I mean, that's what I was expecting, not to preach to us sector by sector, but to appeal to the nation to be united, as shown during our late president's funeral.
So to you, in your view, and what issues came up strongly in his address?
Well, what I was expecting were just two, but he added a third one that I liked very much. What I was expecting, one was his call for unity, two, decency, in our speeches, especially political actors during the campaign. But a third one I wasn't expecting, but he chipped in, is his appeal to the youth to think for themselves, to be innovative, to be creative, and channel all their efforts for creation in the country and help the development. Shun all voices of attack, voices of divisiveness, and voices of negativity. This, to me, is the third one he added that I like very most. I must say, his call for institutions to be act is also another notable issue that we must all come together to appreciate. He called on the legislature, he called on the judiciary, the media especially, for all others to unite and help build the peace, sustain the peace that we have in the country. We are not expecting him to give us sector by sector analysis, but these few words carry load, and I think if we abide by them as institutions, as stakeholders in the country, we're going to go forward.
Well, there was a point that he said, we've often been saying politics is a dirty game, but politicians make it dirty. Do you share that view?
Oh, yes.
A political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Seydou Alidu, also shared his thoughts about the address. He was critical about how to ensure peace before and after the elections.
Yeah, I think the president said a lot of things, but the most important thing was a peace ahead of the December 20th election. We all know this is the wish of every Ghanaian, every country within the South, everybody, wider world. They want to see peace. And I think that point was well made. He emphasized on it several times. Then you also talk about dissent in our political campaign to the run up to the December 20th election. Without dissent and decorum in how we come, one way or the other, going to affect the peace that's there. And another important thing he mentioned is the youth. We know that currently there is a good economic crisis, and the youth is the most affected age group. And in Ghana too, we have the same problem with unemployment and several other animosities among them. So he has mentioned that the youth should believe in themselves.
But Dr. Seydou said what will raise eyebrows about President Mahama's broadcast are the 2 weeks to make some policy decisions. This is said will make Ghanaians have high expectations, since he has a short time to make these policies work well.
What he has suddenly introduced into this whole idea of reconciliation and peace and security is presenting a policy document in the next 2 weeks. That raises a lot of curiosity on Ghanaians. What is it going to be about? And what sort of policy is it going to present? How is that going to affect and effect changes in the political and economic discourse of the state? And I think he has a very short time to present a very detailed sort of policy which may create massive impact in the lives of people, because just have less than 5 months to govern before the 20th election.
A political science lecturer at the University of Ghana commenting on President Mahama's address to the nation last night.